KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, the television critics are gathered in Beverly Hills this week and next. They're listening to presentations from various networks about what they have coming up, in some cases soon in the fall season, and in some cases down the road. And so far, the noisiest thing to come out of this gathering is the HBO presentation. Well, it was the executive session with the head of programming, Casey Bloys. He had to address a planned series, and this thing is not written, much less shot or produced or ready to be seen. HBO's Confederate, which is a drama from the Game of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and Dan D.B. Weiss. It imagines a modern-day Confederate nation with legal slavery. And this was announced ahead of the TCAs, even though, as I said, it's just a concept. And the backlash was really swift.
Yeah, I mean, everybody from, you know, cultural critics to TV critics to a lot of activists are saying that even in the best possible version of this show, it will be highly offensive, and it will essentially, especially coming from two white filmmakers, it will essentially, you know, be not given a chance because of the subject matter.
Yeah, I mean, the two white showrunners are not completely on their own. There is Nichelle Tramble Spellman and Malcolm Spellman. They will write and executive produce alongside Benioff and Weiss. But that did not seem to cut a lot of ice with these critics. You know, one writer, Ira Madison III, wrote in the Daily Beast, "It's odd that you realize you need two black people to tell your slavery story, but it never concerns you to have black perspectives on Game of Thrones."
Yeah, this has turned into kind of a PR disaster for HBO. And I think a lot of it stems from how this was announced. And even during his executive session at TCA, Casey Bloys acknowledged this by putting out a press release without context or without an interview or without anything to kind of contextualize what they're trying to say and why this project is important to do. They really left themselves open to this kind of criticisms. And even when the showrunners did a follow-up interview to explain themselves, it then came across as a little bit defensive. And again, this project is not even written, much less cast or shot. So it does raise this issue of why are people criticizing something that doesn't exist yet. But when you touch that third rail of race in America, and this project is going to do that throughout its path to the screen, I think you got to expect that it's going to be hugely controversial.
Yeah, and one of the critics I read made a point, which I thought was interesting, which is that, you know, there is Man in the High Castle, which imagines that Hitler had won. But we don't live in a society. Of course, there are Nazis in America, but you don't drive around and see Nazi flags the way you see Confederate flags in a lot of parts of the country and monuments to Confederate soldiers. And the, you know, the point being, this is not something where we are looking back, you know, and saying that was a terrible thing and we all are on the same page. The question of race in America is so very much alive and an ongoing problem in our society that this becomes much more difficult maybe than something that sounds like it could be parallel, which, it, you know, as I said, is Man in the High Castle.
My prediction here, this project never makes it on the air.
We'll see. That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.